Klitsch shook his head in disapproval.
Well, if they didn't know we were coming before, they certainly know now. All these torches, it's foolish.
Ferrago's blue eyes twinkled in the torchlight.
They'll see us all right. I want them to. Can't you see it's a show of strength? Each of our creatures is carrying two torches, and that makes it look like double our numbers. Also, they can see the torch lights, but from this distance they don't know if we're foxes or frogs, ferrets or toads, big or small, badly or well-armed. That will have them guessing and worried too. They know we're here, but they won't see us. Now watch this, my young and still wet behind the ears son.
Ferrago gave a piercing whistle and upended both his torches in the sand, extinguishing them immediately. Every member of the horde followed his example. All around Salamandastron, the lights went out as if by magic.
Now they know we're here, but they can't see us.
Ferrago settled down in the sand, grinning with satisfaction.
We can sleep until dawn, but they'll have to stay awake and alert.
Klitsch dumped his torches head down in the sand.
I still think it's a stupid move. I've told you, these are trained fighters. They know all the tricks in the book.
Of the two weasels, Klitsch was to prove right.
Right, chips and chippuses, lights out and heads down, what?
Big Oxeye had caught on to Farrago's plan. As he watched from the crater top, he tossed aside his sling scornfully.
Huh. They must think we came ashore in buckets, brainless buffoons. Seaward, post 6 sentries. The rest of you can get a bit of jolly old shut-eye until dawn.
Lantern shadows flickered around the hidden cave as the Badger Lord stirred his powerful frame. The smoke from the herbs had cleared away, and Earthstripe rubbed his eyes and yawned, as if coming out of a deep sleep. Casting aside the chisel, he picked up the lantern and held it close to the wall, where it illuminated the fresh carvings. The Badger Lord's gruff voice echoed around the cave as he translated the pictures aloud.
Two badgers. This small one. It's my Mara, I'm sure. And this other one. Is it me? No, it cannot be. I have stripes. He has none.
The Mountain Lord's eyes clouded over. He shook his head as half-forgotten images flitted through his mind.
Strange. A badger without stripes. Without stripes.
He blinked, turning his attention back to the wall.
What's this? Vermin eyes? Yes, they're the eyes of vermin. Two pair, probably weasels. The round thing between them, is it the moon or the sun? No, it has carving on, but I cannot see. It is too small and fine. Ah, here is a sword, the weapon of a warrior. And here am I, Earthstripe, Lord of Salamandastron.
Next to the figure of Earthstripe, a few lines were written in Badger rune. He narrowed his eyes, studying them.
Faint heart shall be made strong, but a warrior's fate for the Mountain Lord, blue eyes brings battle erelong. Whilst the maid comes of her own accord, the mount shall be ruled by Badgerkin. The sword shall make Mossflower free, the abbey will take its guardian in, far from this rock by the sea.
Earthstripe stood tall, his brooding eyes alight with the knowledge of his own fate. He felt as though the heavy paw of destiny had touched him, but the thought of a coming war seemed to obliterate all feelings of sadness or fear. Sapwood's voice cut into his thoughts as it boomed hollowly along the chamber passage.
It's 3 hours to dawn, sir. Those vermin are all around us, surrounding the mountain. Every beast is in position, waiting on your word. Shall I tell them you're coming, sir?
The Badger Lord unfastened his forge apron.
They will see me in the hour of dawn, Sergeant, and I will see them. Then we will take a look at this vermin horde in good plain morning light. Lay out my armor, helm, sword, and spear.
This ends Disc 3.